People are talking. The Hawaii Supreme Court decision to allow the controversial TMT project to be built is still reverberating across the community. University of Hawaii President David Lassner had this reaction.
We will ensure that the project is accomplished appropriately and with deepest respect for the awesomeness that is Mauna Kea. TMT will not only represent a major advance in humankind's knowledge of the universe, it will have tremendous positive educational and economic impact for the people of Hawaii Island and the entire state. UH stands firmly committed to collaborative stewardship that demonstrates Mauna Kea as an inspiring and harmonious global model for culture, education, the environment, and groundbreaking scientific discovery.
Big Island businessman Richard Haw has supported the 30-meter telescope for many years. He believes the next step in this process should be one that unifies.
We need to aloha everybody who participated in the process. So I feel that now if we can talk to each other and try to figure out what can we do to help each other through this, to the final result, yeah, because it doesn't have to be all or nothing. So generally, that's how I feel. You know, it's like I'd like to see if we can sit on and talk stars.
TMT opponents are calling on renewed resistance. A 30-meter telescope opponent, Kealoha Peshota, is disappointed by the Supreme Court ruling. She expects protesters to return to Mauna Kea.
We cannot rely on the legislature to make pono law. We cannot rely on the governor to stand behind human rights. And if we can't rely on the court to rule reasonably, given the evidence before them, it means that people have to get up off that couch and start standing for pono action. Nonviolent, of course, pono action, but we've never been violent. So I'm not worried about that.
In a statement, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs said it's moving ahead with a lawsuit that it filed last year over what it characterizes as the mismanagement of Mauna Kea. OHA said talks to resolve the issues fell apart several weeks ago. It says after 50 years of empty promises to the Mauna and our community, the state needs to be held accountable. Mauna Kea deserves better.